No man or woman has ever accomplished anything without first believing that he or she could. Let's transform this nation.
Thank you for tuning in to the Transforming Nation podcast with your host, Ronald C. Lee Jr. This is the very first episode of this groundbreaking show. I am ultimately here to educate and empower, transforming the nation one soul at a time. I am passionate about the development of our people, individually and collectively. The Transforming Nation podcast is a platform where we are breaking generational curses while shifting the narrative of us through real conversations with real people. It's going down on the Transforming Nation podcast. On this show, we will discuss a plethora of topics. I will undoubtedly discuss the four pillars to transform a nation: personal development, financial literacy, entrepreneurship, and family value and structure. On this episode, we will get in deep detail about those things. But first, a word of the week. When I was on a quest to bettering myself and going through my journey and my process, one of the things that I saw that I needed to do was expand my vocabulary. So I set out on a mission. Every day, I would learn a new word. I would find a definition, and I would use it in a sentence 3 times throughout the day. And it helped me really build my vocabulary, coming from where I came from. I really didn't know a lot of big words. I really didn't know what words meant. So I really had to polish myself up, and that was one of the things that I did. So the word of this week is erroneous. Now, according to Webster, erroneous is an adjective meaning wrong or incorrect. So don't come around me making erroneous assumptions about anyone or anything. I must protect my energy and peace from that type of behavior. That's the way you can use it in a sentence. That's like an elegant, savage dialect where you could really put somebody in their place without having to curse them out. So as well as a word each week, I'm going to bring a quote each week. And each week I bring a quote, I'm going to pick it from somewhere that's really, you know, close to my heart or that I like or that really means something to me or resonates with my spirit. And this week, I chose this quote. You can't separate peace from freedom, because no one can be at peace unless he has his freedom. This quote is by Malcolm X. The reason I picked this quote is because it really resonated on my spirit when I read it, because it was speaking about peace and freedom. And when we think about freedom, oftentimes we think about being unshackled and unchained in a physical sense. But mentally, we still be living in bondage, and we be living in prisons, and we be prisoners to our past. We be prisoners to our fears and our worries and our doubts. And those things are what keep us mentally in prison and mentally enslaved and mentally in bondage. See, the shackles no longer on our wrists or on our ankles, but they now on our mind, and that's what's keeping us back. And that's one of the things that I really want to touch on in this show. And one of the things that I really stand for and represent, and that's breaking generational curses and mental barriers. And those mental barriers that we have are what keep us down and keep us depressed and keep us in poverty and keep us segmented and separated and divided inside our own communities, homes, churches, and schools. So we want to talk about those things and address those things so they're not so taboo and so they don't become the things that we brush under the rug. We really need to talk about them and discuss them and build on them. So Malcolm really touched on some key things in that quote. You cannot have peace without freedom. And that's a perfect segue into an excerpt from my book. So yes, I am a published author as well. I published my first book in January, which is titled Transforming Nation, Breaking Generational Curses and Mental Barriers, which is very fitting. It was a number one new release on Amazon and it's doing well across the country. But I want to introduce the podcast world to the book. And you can purchase the book right now at RonaldCLeeJr.com. And go over there, go through the website, look through some things, man, check it out and give me some feedback, leave some comments under some of the blog posts and really just let me know, help me grow. You know, I'm in this to grow. I'm at the beginning of it. I'm learning and I'm just trying to build and I'm building this all up organically. So this ain't no gimmicks or nothing. I'm just really at home building something, fighting for my freedom. But now I don't want to get too far off topic. So this is an excerpt from my book, Transforming Nation, Breaking Generational Curses and Mental Barriers. And it comes out of the chapter, Transition. In order to break free from generational curses and mental barriers, a change has to occur. I found the hardest part of making a transition is finding the resolve to sever relationships with some of the people you love. Once you realize who you are as an individual, that you deserve more, that you deserve love, and that you are capable of being respected, then you are more equipped to receive and reciprocate love and respect. So make sure you go over to RonaldCLeeJr.com and check out Transforming Nation and get you a copy today. On this episode today, I really just want to introduce the four key pillars that I believe we need to transform this nation. And those four key pillars are financial literacy. One, we need to become literate when it comes to this thing of finances. Like, we don't understand the value. We don't understand the game. We don't understand the rules. We the biggest consumers, the number one consumers. So we really need to learn to invest. And what just happened to Nip should be a wake-up call to a lot of us, because he was speaking about those things passionately from the beginning. So we need to take heed to those things and take heed to those messages and listen to the ones that's telling us about these things and trying to wake us up to it, because there's not a lot of people on the battlefield on the front line fighting for us as a culture. So we need to make sure that we keep those things alive, but we need to become financially literate so we could pass down generational wealth, so we could pass down land and real estate and businesses, so we could pass the knowledge down and we could build the community that we need to have. Another thing, another one of the pillars is entrepreneurship. Like, we have to be owners. We have to be running our own businesses. We need to let the money and the dollar circulate through our communities and circulate through our hands. So one of the things that I'm really building and creating is a network where entrepreneurs could really come to and barter, so we could trade off services. So, you know, this might be a videographer and you might be a motivational speaker. The videographer needs to build her portfolio. The motivational speaker needs somebody to capture their things so they can make a speaker's reel, so they can promote themselves. So maybe they could come together and collab, work together, but we really need entrepreneurship inside our community. We don't have any black businesses inside the community anymore, and we need to build some. And I just want to say that it's excluding anybody, but I'm specifically speaking to black people when it comes to business inside of the community that we are predominantly in. Another one is personal development, and I feel strongly about personal development because I think that we have to come to the grips with that we have to really work on ourselves diligently on a daily basis, day in and day out. We have to work on our minds, our bodies, and our souls, because that's what keep us going. So you have to have that personal development. So you need that discipline. You need to practice and have unwavering faith. You got to outwork everybody. You got to continuously be great on a daily basis and work towards greatness and build towards greatness. And all of that, you have to do it on a daily basis, and that comes from personal development. Nobody can push you, I say, to become the best version of yourself. Only you can, because you know what you're capable of. You know what's inside of you. You know what you have. So we need to stop denying it and stop putting it off. We need that personal development. And if we can't get ourselves together as individuals, we can never think about coming together collectively. So we really need to focus in and key in on these personal development. And as I said, each week we're going to learn, we're going to grow more, and we're going to build more. So I speak on these four things all the time. And the last thing is family value and structure. When it comes to that family value and structure, it's another thing that I really hold close to me. Like, these four principles are like what I live by. With the family value and structure, I believe that is the revolution. Working within a family unit. If everybody got in the mindset and the spirit of working with inside of your family. See, you don't have to get along with everybody. You don't have to be on the same page with everybody across the nation. Just be in tune with your family. Just build with your family. Work with your family. Create the family dynamic that you know that you need and you deserve in order to flourish. Create that and build it. However it look, whatever you believe in, however you decide to practice, just make sure that you're living righteously and you're working with your family. And if we all in that mindset, think about how connected we are as a people, as a nation, as a world, because those are small kingdoms. Each family is a small kingdom. It's a tribe. And you take tribes and kingdoms and you put them together, and then that's when you start to form towns and cities and villages and communities all across the country. So we connect to each other so you can work within your family and you can build. So you can pass something down to your family, so you can have some wealth and some land, some real estate, businesses to pass down. So to tie everything together, we need financial literacy, entrepreneurship, personal development, which should have been first, and family value and structure. That's how we can transform a nation. Practice those things. And like I said, every week we're going to talk. We're going to talk about these things. We're going to build on them. We're going to create. So about this being the first episode and me being new to all this, these things, I want to kind of wrap it up a little early and not hold everybody for too long so that I can learn what I'm doing and get behind the scenes and see what it's going to take to do this next. Like I said, I'm building all this organically. I'm going to be real. I'm going to be transparent. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be open about my journey. This is a tool and a platform that I want to use to do that. Because a lot of people don't really know the ins and outs of my life and what I go through and how I build it. And this will be one of the places where I kind of open up and be a little bit more of myself, so you can hear me personally and not so much of the brand or the author or the transformational success speaker or any of those other titles. Make sure you return next week. Let's take this journey together. Let's ride. Let's grow. Let's transform this nation one soul at a time. You can contribute and you can help. You can go to ronaldcleejr.com. Contact me, get in contact with me. All my information there, and let's talk, let's build, let's create. Let me know how you can help, how you would like to help, how would you like to get involved. Anything, I'm open. I'm not nobody that's unreachable at this moment. We plan to deliver a great show with a great message, with some knowledge about business, entrepreneurship, financial literacy, personal development, family value and structure, transforming the nation. What more else can you ask for? You know, we're going to give out the blueprint. I'm going to say some things that shouldn't be said on here that people might not like, that people might not feel. But one thing that I always will say is I'm never here to offend anybody. But if you are offended, I sincerely apologize. That wasn't my intentions. I'm just speaking my truth from my perspective. That's all that I can do, and that's all that I will do. So expect a great show. Expect a great podcast. Expect great things from yourself. Expect to be transformed while listening to this show. So make sure that you tune in next week. We'll be breaking down my debut book, Transform a Nation. We're going to talk about the chapters, We're going to talk about the inspiration behind the book. We're just going to get into it and really like break it down. I haven't really opened up and talked about the overall process of creating a book and my inspiration and the motivation behind it a lot. But I'm really going to open up and talk about it. I think it's a great book. And not only do I think it's a great book, the reviews have been raving. And people been saying it's a great book. It's transformational. It changed their life. Not to get in detail, speak about anybody's name, but one particular person came and told me that after reading the book, she went and found a therapist because she didn't realize that she had that many issues that she needed to deal with. And the book really gave her an introspective look at herself. And she saw a lot of damage that she was not only doing to herself, but to others and the people around her. And from that, she wanted to go heal and start the healing process. So that right there is transformational alone. Just that one testimony is fed me, and it's enough to get me by. So we're going to really break it down. We're going to get into that. And I just look forward to really building and growing with everybody that's listening. And once again, I just want to say thank you for tuning in and listening to my first episode of this. If nobody was listening, then it would be nothing. So I am nothing without you, and I'm grateful for the time that you just took out of your day. I know how important it is, and to listen to me, I'm grateful for it. I appreciate it. I don't want to get too emotional. I don't want to start rambling, so I'm gonna close on that note. Thank you. See you next week.
Listening to the Transforming Nation podcast with your host, Ronald C. Lee Jr. Make sure you go follow me on Instagram, Ronald C. Lee Jr. No underscores, no spaces. Make sure you go do that right now or I'll follow you back. Check in with my YouTube, Ronald C. Lee Jr. Follow me on Facebook, Ronald C. Lee Jr. And make sure you go check out RonaldCLeeJr.com right now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.